Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your week. Most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. There is nothing more important than praying, which is something we must do at least once a day. You see, it's through prayer that we build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. There isn't anything we can't talk to Jesus about in prayer, and He does listen. As our relationship grows, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we, through prayer, give the Lord all our troubles and problems, and we let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment with no worries, fears, or anxieties. Years ago, I didn't understand anything I just told you because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about how our family and friends are gifts from God. We as Christians must always be thankful to our Lord for the people who He has brought into our lives and how we should never take them for granted. On today's show, we'll talk about something that for some of us is a big problem, and that is holding on to the bitterness. Why do some of us hold a grudge and refuse to forgive someone for something they did? Where's the benefit and what does it accomplish? Yet many of us have heard phrases like, "Hell will freeze before I ever talk to that person again," and the most common adage, "Over my dead body." There is absolutely no advantage whatsoever when we hold on to bitterness and ill feelings about someone, no matter what they may have done. As Christians, we believe in God, love our God, and know that He is a forgiving God. If we want God to forgive us for our transgressions, shouldn't we forgive those who have wronged us? I think we all know the answer, but too often, that's not the case. So what do we do? Well, the first step is for us to want to let go of the bitterness. We've gone through a painful divorce, and we are bitter about how our ex treated us. I get that, but holding on to a grudge will only wear us down and not change things. If we find it in our hearts to let go of the bitterness and move on, we'll feel a lot better, and most importantly, it's exactly what the Lord wants us to do. In the Bible it says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice." This Bible verse confirms that the Lord does not want us to have bitter feelings about anyone, regardless of what may have happened or what may have been said. When we let go of the bitterness, it doesn't mean we have to let this person back into our lives, but it does mean we have to rid ourselves of the burden we are carrying. Once we do, we then let the Lord do the rest. When we hold on to the bitterness, it prevents Jesus from coming into our hearts and affects our relationship with Him. But when we let go and move away from the bitterness, we find an inner peace given to us by the Lord who is now once again in our hearts, leading us, protecting us, and guiding us. There is never any benefit to holding on to bitterness about something that may have happened or may have been said. But freeing ourselves of that burden will not only make us feel better, it will also please the Lord, and that will allow Jesus to come into our hearts. Understanding how there is never any place for being bitter over someone is another part of living life as a Christian. The topic for today's show is holding on to the bitterness. When we're bitter and hold a grudge against someone because of something they did or said, that hardens our hearts. When that happens, we become bitter about other things, and before we know it, we're just a bitter person. The point is, bitterness can only lead to bad things and never anything good. The Lord wants us to forgive others just as He forgives us. We can't have it both ways, meaning we want God to forgive us for what we've done wrong, but we don't forgive those who have wronged us? It doesn't work that way. And that's not being Christian. For in the Bible it says, Mark chapter 11, verse 25, "And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." This Bible verse makes it clear that as Christians, the Lord expects us to forgive everyone, no matter what they may have done. The first song I'm going to play today is a song about prayer. The song is called, "I'm With You." When I wrote this song, I thought of how I feel when I'm engaged in prayer. There is the meditative state and feeling of peace, and there is the connection to Jesus. In the verses, we hear about the intimacy and calm one feels when they are praying, and then in the chorus, the bond that is formed with Jesus as we recognize Him as our Lord and as the one we wish to be close with. The words in the chorus are, "You're there, O God, and in my heart, I'm grateful for all You do. I always know I'm not alone as long as I'm with You." Please listen now to my song, "I'm With You."
When I close my eyes and visualize such a lovely place, as I think of You and call Your name, I am lifted by Your grace. You're my love. Strength You give empowers me to live. I'm content and worry free. So plentiful and merciful, You're always by my side. Take away my fears. So beautiful, incredible, it's You, Lord. so strongly I stand with my life.
We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
Today we're talking about holding on to the bitterness. Letting go of something that has seriously wronged us in some way may not be easy. As humans, we have emotions, and sometimes those emotions are strong. If someone said something offensive that hurt us, we should be able to be big enough and let it go. I understand how something may be hard to forgive. If someone physically assaulted us, that can be a hard thing to let go of. But for any issue we are dealing with that causes us to hold on to the bitterness, there is one simple solution: prayer. All we need to do is make the first attempt, and that is nothing more than praying to Jesus and opening up to Him, letting Him know the burden we are carrying and the difficulty we have letting it go. Share with Jesus exactly what's on our mind, letting Him know why we feel the way we do and that we need His help to take away that hurt and the burden we are carrying and to let go of the bitterness. It may not be easy, certainly not at first, but through prayer, Jesus will give us the strength and wherewithal to end the bitterness and move on. This is not something we can pray on once, for we must pray on it often, still in time. If we are consistent in prayer and trust that the Lord will help, we will find ourselves letting go of the bitterness, and when we do, we will feel so much better, for we'll have Jesus in our hearts showing us a better path. And if we're the ones who are seeking forgiveness from someone bitter towards us for a mistake we have made, pray to Jesus and ask Him to open their eyes and for them to find it in their hearts to forgive us. There is no room for bitterness toward anyone of any kind because it's not the Christian way. Still, as humans, we're going to have times when our emotions take over. And when that happens, the only solution is to turn those feelings over to Jesus through prayer. There is nothing we can't accomplish through prayer. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and let Him know exactly what is troubling us and why, and let Him take away the burden and help us move on. Understanding the power of prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. We're continuing with today's topic, holding on to the bitterness. When we're bitter, we're carrying a burden we do not need. There clearly is no benefit, and when we allow the bitterness to grow and become strong, it can and very often will affect other things in our lives. Things like our job, our relationships with family and friends, and most importantly, our relationship with the Lord. There is no place for bitterness in the world of a Christian. No matter what someone may have done or said that wronged us in some way, we as Christians must find it in our hearts to forgive, remove the bitterness, and move on. We can't expect the Lord's forgiveness for us when we sin and make mistakes if we can't forgive others. In the Bible it says, Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, "But now you must put them all away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth." This Bible verse makes it clear that as Christians, we must be kind to others at all times, and removing any bitterness we have towards someone is something we are obligated to do. The next song I'm going to play has a simple message. It's a fun, upbeat worship song that acknowledges us as believers of the Lord. The song is called "Be a Believer." In the verses, we hear how great we feel when we believe in the Lord and have Him in our hearts. And then in the chorus, what it means to be a believer. Please listen now to my song, "Be a Believer." We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 33rd Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel, we hear Jesus begin by saying, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give light, and the stars will be falling from the sky and the powers in the heavens will be shaking." Jesus may be referring to the world's end or his death on the cross. Both are up to interpretation, but he ends the gospel with, "But of the day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The point here is that we must be ready at all times to face the Lord when our time comes. The psalm today is Psalm 16, "You are my inheritance, O Lord." This psalm references the joy one has with their relationship with God, the love God has for us, and how He guides us. In writing the music for this psalm, I use the ancient text supported by a modern melody arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 16, "You are my inheritance, O Lord."
You are. it's at your right hand forever. You are my inheritance, O Lord of Land.
We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Elephant Rope. As a man was passing the elephants, he suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could at any time break away from their bonds, but for some reason, they did not. He saw a trainer nearby and asked why these animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. Well, the trainer said, when they are very young and much smaller, we use the same size rope to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they are conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free. The man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right there where they were. Like the elephants, how many of us go through life hanging on to a belief that we cannot do something simply because we failed at it once before? Failure is part of learning. We should never give up the struggles in our lives. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Under